Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show.
Thank you for choosing to join me for this episode of How to Matter, where to matter makes a difference, and to make a difference matters. In this episode of How to Matter, I'm concluding the series on helping children with school and learning problems. The remaining two signs are both very, very serious and represent more or less the end of the path in terms of learning difficulties in children. It is where children end up if intervention does not happen earlier and more effectively for these kids. In the last episode, Kate had an audition in terms of her interest in being a presenter on How to Matter. In this episode, I would like to share the work of Paul. He, too, is auditioning for a permanent place on How to Matter. Let's listen to Paul as he presents the first of the last two signs.
Does your child make no effort to cooperate and get along? This sign is close to the end of the school and learning line for your child. He has quit. Children usually do not reach this point until high school, but it can happen to younger children. They get failing grades, are punished, and often are suspended and then expelled. Along the way, they are likely to pass through juvenile court and often end up in foster homes, group homes, or institutions. Here is the point to understand. The sign is an outcome and not the original problem. How did it start? Usually it started as a learning problem your child should have gotten help with. Is there no hope? There is if everyone working with your child understands two things. First, the underlying trouble is a long-standing and serious learning problem. It needs treated. Next, understand that your child's cooperating and trying to get along make little difference for him. When he was younger, he likely tried. By now, not bothering to try makes sense. How hard do you think you would try if you failed almost every day of your life? Helping starts with being honest with the child. Say, "I think you have a learning problem. I want to try to help. Let me be upfront with you about this. If I were you, I would probably laugh at anyone who says she wants to help. You have heard that story before. Also, I don't think I would be much interested in trying if I had your experiences with school and learning. I cannot give you any guarantee. I am just offering to try. Can we talk about it?"
Quite honestly, there's not a lot more to say about it. Learning problems in children tend to get worse over time if they are ignored, if they are untreated, if we don't in some way effectively respond to and correct the learning issues that children are having when they are younger. By the time they are teenagers, by the time they are older, those problems are at a point where any kind of resolution is seriously problematic. Since Paul is already here and ready to go in the How to Matter headquarters, let's let him share with us the final sign, the end of the train, so to speak, in the learning and school adjustment venture in which all children are involved.
Does your child skip school or miss school a lot? Let's assume this is not because of a medical or physical problem and is not due to a severe emotional or mental illness. If these were the causes, they should be being treated and arrangements should have been made for your child's education. Often missing school is the next step beyond not caring. The young person only goes to school when someone makes him go. He might go if he has nothing better to do. And he thinks almost anything is better. Skipping school finally leads to dropping out or getting expelled. By now, you see how it works. Learning problems keep your child from being successful at school. He tries but does not succeed. Over time, learning problems turn into behavior and attitude problems. These lead to severe stress and very low self-esteem. These problems lead to not caring and often to dropping out. Here is the sad truth. At each step along the way, It was easier to blame the child and hold him responsible than to understand and help. If your child has any of the problems we have discussed, talk with his teacher about your concerns. They are serious and need attention now. If you do not start now, the problems will still be there when school starts again next year and when it starts the year after that. Perhaps you do not have time to talk to your child's teacher. If not, that is a real shame. Your child will have the rest of his life to deal with the consequences of your being too busy to help him today.
I hope this series on helping children with school and learning problems has been helpful for you, and perhaps more importantly, I hope that it has been helpful to those children who are experiencing school and learning difficulties. Without our help, their future is indeed gloomy. If you think this series, combined into a single audio recording, would be helpful, please let me know. You can share your thoughts about that by emailing feedback@howtomatter.net. The conclusion is simple. If you suspect your child is having school and learning difficulties, the time to deal with that, the time to begin help, is now. Putting it off must never be an option. I hope you found this episode of How to Matter helpful as you pursue making a difference with people who make a difference to you. I'm Dr. Gary Crow. My website is howtomatter.net. I hope we have a chance to visit again soon.